Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart Broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. I'm going to read out of Romans 12. I'm going to read verse 2, then I'm going to skip down to verses 13 through 16. The Bible says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Now down to verse 13, distributing to the necessity of the saints, given to hospitality. Bless them which persecute you. Bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. Now, let me help you with something. God says that he does not want his children, Christians, conformed to the world. Matter of fact, God says, I want you to be transformed. In other words, once we get saved, God wants us not to live like the lost world. There should be a change. It does not require a change to be saved, but being saved should allow us the ability to change. And God says that change comes by being transformed by the renewing of your mind. This means that conformity to the world is as much of a mindset as being transformed is. God says we have to change how we think in order to change our life. I also want you to understand God does not give us a command without giving us the ability to obey that command. So, here in Romans chapter 12, from verse 3 all the way through the end of chapter 13, God shows us how to transform our mind in order to live the way he wants us to live. So this transformation comes by a change in thinking. We read in verse 13, distributing to the necessity of the saints, given to hospitality. That's different than what the world does. He says, bless them which persecute you, bless and curse not. That's definitely different from the world. Rejoice with them that rejoice, and weep with them that weep. That's definitely different than the world. And we could go on. So God shows us not only what he wants, but for us to transform our mind, but he shows us how to do it. Today, I want to give you four thoughts or so about this. Number one, in verse number 13, God says he wants us to be helpful, but he does not want us to be welfare. Distributing to the necessities of the saints, given to hospitality. God wants us to help fellow Christians by employing them to get their needs met. God never said that church is supposed to be an extension of welfare. I've been in church work my whole adult life, and it amazes me how many phone calls a week that we get wanting us to pay their bills and pay their rent and pay their electric and give them money at Christmas and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, Acts chapter 20, verse 34, the Bible says, "Yea, ye yourselves know that these hands have ministered unto my necessities to them that were with me." And God says, look, he said, we're supposed to work with our hands. There are times when people need a hand up, I agree, but most of the time they need a job and keep them busy to earn so they have the self-respect. This is one reason why we should not look at prayer in God as an endless ATM. You know, sometimes I think we think God's a welfare God. We just put our card up and he takes care of the bill. We're not to do everything for everybody. You know, parents need to teach their children how to do their part at home. Children need to learn to make their bed and put their own clothes away. They need to learn to do laundry. They need to learn to vacuum and dust and mop and cook and clean bathrooms and do their chores. You know, all kids need to do this, boys and girls. God says we're to help the saints, the church members in need. I'm not against feeding the community if you have a what they call a food pantry or whatever. But that's not a work of the church. The food pantry is to be there to help the Christians in your church when they're having a tough time. We're not supposed to be an extension of welfare. God wants us to be given to hospitality or showing kindness to strangers. That means how you care for a visitor. I have ladies in my church. My wife is organized, and we have what we call a hospitality group. And they're on a rotating basis that every so many weeks that they'll make goodies and put them in bags and things. And when visitors come to church, we make sure that the visitors take home something that was homemade and a note from our church. That's what God's talking about. Number two, God wants us to think differently about enemies. God says, verse 14, "Bless them which persecute you, bless and curse not." We could go to Matthew 5, John chapter 15, and other places. God didn't say, if you're persecuted. He said, when. Living for the truth will bring opposition. Obeying God will bring enemies. God does not want us to react. He wants us to act. He wants us to act right, no matter what's being done. Let's not respond like our attackers. Let's not be guilty of attacking and be just as wrong as those that we accuse of attacking us. God says, bless them and don't curse them. We get this revenge mentality if we're not careful. Number three, God wants us to think of others' feelings instead of our own. That's why he said, rejoice with them that rejoice and weep with them that weep. We need to rejoice when others get good things and not say, well, how come I didn't get it? It doesn't have to be something you want or even like. Rejoice with them. But when people hurt, hurt with them. You know, people's hurt is real. And I'm going to make a statement here. It doesn't matter if that hurt was brought onto them by someone else or if it was self-inflicted. Pain is still pain. I remember recently a little child came up to me and asked me, preacher, would you pray for my goldfish? It's sick. And I stood there in the doorway of the church and prayed for a little goldfish. I won't tell you what happened, but I still prayed because that child needed to know their preacher cared. And lastly, God says not to cater to people of position. Verse 16 says, be of the same mind one to another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. Too many of us Christians want to get close to people of power. We want to be somebody. No, you become somebody by being a servant, God says. The way up is the way down, scripturally. It is a different mentality, the renewing of our mind. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.